Okay, I wanted to have an opportunity to try to go through this nice big Tosos. Anyone have a chance to look at this Tosos a little bit? So, as I mentioned, there are three distinct parts to the Tosos. Let's again just go over the basic discussion here. The Mishnah says Cherishot v'Katan are allowed to write a get. Frech the Gemara, how could Cherishot v'Katan write a get? They're not b'nei Deah. They don't have any Das. And don't you need to have Das to write a get Lishma? So it doesn't make any sense that they should be able to write a get. Gemara has three answers. Rav Huna's answer, Gadol Omed Al Gabav. You have a Gadol that's standing there. He provides the Das. Answer number two we had is, no, our Mishnah is assuming like Reb Meir, that Eidei Chasim Akarti. And the Mishnah assumes like Reb Meir, that Eidei Chasim Akarti. The Ksivas Haget is irrelevant. The Ksivas Haget could happen by itself. It could happen with nobody. It doesn't make any difference. And third answer is, that no, Ksivas Haget is relevant, and it is important, but only the important parts of the get, but not the less important parts of the get. And when we say that a Cherishot v'Katan is writing the get, he's writing the unimportant parts of the get, not the real important parts of the get. So we pointed out that when the Gemara asks this kasha, v'halav b'nei de'aninu, the Gemara seems to be assuming that ksiva is important, and that's why you need someone who's a bar das to write the get, meaning the Gemara seems to be assuming like the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that Eide Mesira Karti, and therefore when the Torah says, Vikasav law, Sefer Chrislus, that you need to write Lishma, it means you need to write Lishma, that not sign it Lishma, write it Lishma. There doesn't need to be any Chasima whatsoever. The writing needs to be Lishma. So if that's the case, the Gemara says, okay, good, so then how could a Katan do it? So that's the Pashut reading of the Gemara. It's how Rashi reads the Gemara. It's how Tosos in his first day reads the Gemara. That we're assuming that Rav Elazar Eide Mesira Karti. And therefore the Kasha is, how could you have a Katan do this? Ksiva is really important. How could a Katan do the Ksiva? So this first part of Tosos, I said there are three parts, meaning the first part gives that explanation, that the Kasha is within Shitas Rav Elazar. And then part two, Va'odom Rabbeinu Yitzchak. And part three, Va'od Nira, about 8 lines before the end of Tosos, give two alternative explanations of the Gemara, whereby Tosos explains that the Gemara is asking within Rabbi Meir, that within Rabbi Meir, that Eide Chasim Akarti, the Gemara still has a kasha, how could a child write again? Which of course is going to be quite a challenge to say that, because within Rabbi Meir, what kind of kasha? Well, why can a child write again? There's no din of ksiva at all. Of course a child can write again. There's only a din in chasima l'shma. There's no din in ksiva l'shma. But even within the first part of Tosos, I think it can be subdivided, and as I mentioned the other day, when you have a Tosos this big, you need to subdivide it and say, okay, how many things is Tosos telling me? There's no way in all this that he's just telling me one thing. If he was just telling me one thing, that would mean that he has a lot of rayas to that one thing. Because, you know, that's like, if you see a paragraph like this from Rav Vadi Yosef, very often he'll tell you just one thing, and the rest of it is, v'chein kasav b'sefer this, and b'sefer that, and b'sefer that, it's just a whole list of marim kobos. But Rishonim, it's not their style to do that, really. There weren't so many svarim to quote. What do they have already? They have Tanakh, they have Shas, right? So what's he going to quote already? So in a Tosafot like this, it's a big mitzvah to break it down into a big favor for yourself, to break it down into, okay, how many different things is he telling you? Within the first section of Tosos, the first half of this Tosos, I believe Tosos is teaching us 5 things. Maybe you'll disagree and you won't count 5 things. I think Tosos is teaching us 5 things. Let's go through them one by one. And for today's shiur, I don't even think we're going to have time to actually say anything about what these 5 things are. Just, I mean, about who disagrees with them and what they assume and really be ma'ayin that much. We'll save that for next week. But just to clarify, what is Tosos telling you? So I think he's telling me 5 things. Let's see it inside. V'halav b'nei de'anid. Says Tosos, l'Rabbi Elazar parach, d'Rabbi Meir lo chayish b'ksiva l'shma. Clearly the kasha is only within Shitas Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Meir is not worried about ksiva l'shma. According to Rabbi Meir, it's Eidei Chasim Akarti, and ksiva l'shma is not even a din. So that's the Gemara's kasha. According to Rabbi Elazar, that you need ksiva l'shma, how could a cheirshot of a katan do it? Umishani kishagad olomir al gabav. And the answer is, when a gadol omer al gabav, that's how a child can do it, because a gadol omer al gabav creates lishma. We mentioned, we're going to have to discuss how that works, that a gadol omer al gabav creates lishma. Is it that the gadol makes the katan have kavan lishma, or the gadol's kavan lishma works for this maisa that the katan is doing? Okay, we're going to discuss that eventually. V'haditznan perakamet d'chulin, says Tosfos, if we had just this Gemara, we'd be fine. Problem is, there's another Gemara that seems to work against our Gemara. Gemara says, "V'kulan sheshachtu va'achirim roen osad." What if you have a child does shechita, takes an animal, takes a shechita knife, does a shechita, and achirim roen osad, which seems to be another way of saying gadol omed al gaba. You have an adult watching, monitoring, seeing what the child is doing. V'arminu megemara man tana delo bayi kavana l'shechita v'chulei. And the Gemara says, this Tana that says that a child can do shechita with other people watching him must assume that you don't need kavana for shechita. Because if you needed kavana for shechita, a child can't do it with somebody else watching him. What does that Gemara tell you? That gadol omer al gaba is not good for kavana. It's not going to, any maisa that needs kavana, gadol omer al gaba doesn't work. So Tos says, I don't understand. How could Rav Huna suggest over here that you need kavana for the ksiva of the get? So how do we get that kavana? By having gadol omer al gaba. Fred Tosos, no, we see a Gemara in Chumash that when a gadol omer al gaba, when you're trying to shecht, it doesn't give you kavana. The Gemara says that it would only work if you don't need kavana for shechita. But if you need kavana for shechita, the gadol omer al gaba doesn't work. That's kasha of Tosos. Says Tosfos, simple answer. The Gemara in Chulin never speaks about gadol omer al gaba. What does the Gemara in Chulin speak about? What were the words the Gemara used? Never said the words gadol omer al gaba. It described the presence of an adult. What did it say? Acherim roim osad. What's the difference between gadol omer al gaba and acherim roim osad? How did Rashi in our Gemara explain what gadol omer al gaba does? What's he doing when he's omer al gaba? He's being mezaris, and Reuven says, right? He's constantly telling him, do it l'shma, right? L'shem this ish. What do the words acherim roim osad mean? He's watching him. Not telling him anything, no active role. He's not telling him what to think. He's watching him. When does gadol omer al gaba work? When the gadol is influencing the kavana. By saying, do it l'shma, l'shem this ish, l'shem this ish, always warning him. When the gadol is just a spectator, he's not influencing the kavana in any way, then gadol omer al gaba doesn't create kavana. Doesn't magically create kavana when he's omer al gaba. The gadol may be thinking whatever he wants in his mind, but if he's not influencing the child's kavana, then it's not a gadol omer al gaba. So what role does the gadol play by the shechita? Why do you need a gadol to be watching the shechita? Can't the katan just shecht and tell you I shechted this? To make sure he did it right. Right? The maisa shechita involves a clean cut. Make sure he does. There are things that possible shechita. If you press down on the knife while you do shechita, you won't be able to tell by looking at the animal's neck. You're just going to see a lot of blood when you look at the animal's neck. You're not going to be able to tell whether the person did the shechita right. If the person presses down, it's not a kosher shechita. The sharpness of the blade is what has to do the cutting, not the pressure you apply. Now, obviously, there's some minimal pressure when you press down because there's gravity. The knife itself weighs something, right? But you're not allowed to push. You're not allowed to push it. That's why you're not allowed to do an upward shechita. You're doing upward, it means you're pushing because gravity is going in the other direction. So you're fighting gravity. That means you're pushing. So that's why you can't do a shechita going up. You know, you can't put the animal's neck on top of the knife and shech like that. It has to be smooth and easy. You would never know if the child did that unless you were watching. So the whole point of having the acherim roen osad by shechita is not about creating kavana. What's it about? It's about just making sure he's doing it right. Says Tosos. Big difference between the case in Chulin and our case. Over there we're talking about where you're not teaching him how to shecht properly and how to think properly about shechita. You're just watching. In our case, omer al gabav means you're warning him, you're telling him, do it l'shma. Now, we had a chakira. When a gadol is omer al gabav by a katan doing an action, writing a get, let's say. So we said, how does it work? Is it that the gadol makes sure that the katan has kavana? The gadol infuses the katan with kavana. He tells him, do l'shma, and therefore the katan has kavana. Or is it that the katan's not having kavana? He's not a bardeya. He doesn't have kavana at all. But the gadol supplies the kavana, and that's enough as long as there's a gadol there having kavana while this mice is happening. Two ways to understand gadol omer el gabav. Which way does Tosfos understand gadol omer el gabav? Tosfos is giving us a very clear indication of which way he understands. That it's got to be the first way. That the gadol's getting the katan to do lishmo. Why? Because if all you need is the presence of a gadol, the presence of a bardas who's paying attention, and that kavan is enough to give this action a sense of lishma, so then by shechita, having a gadol there should be enough also. The fact that by shechita it's not enough, why? Because he's just watching, he's not saying anything. That tells you that that the role of gadol omer el gabav is to say and to give the katan a sense of lishma. So Tosfos assumes like Rashi that gadol omer el gabav is to give the katan a sense of lishma. It's not for the gadol's lishma to all of a sudden work for a shechita that's happening around him or for a ksivas haget that's happening near him. That's point number one in Tosfos. So point number one is dealing with the seeming stira with the Gemara in Chulin and being miyashir. Yeah. You could argue Achirim Rono Son means that he's right. Here's why I don't agree, because the Gemara over there, the Mishnah never was specific about what he's doing other than that he's watching, right? What he's having in mind didn't say one way or the other. The Gemara automatically assumes, oh, you see, lo bai kavan. Meaning what you're saying is, if the guy who's watching the Shechita actually does have das, even without saying a word, if he actually does have das, then it would be good. That would provide kavana, and it would be okay. The Gemara right away assumes, from the fact that an adult can watch a child do Shechita, and that would be kosher, that you must not even need kavana l'shechita. How can you make such an assumption? Shouldn't the Gemara say, maybe you do need kavana l'shechita, maybe the guy who's watching has kavana? Meaning, since it can go either way, how can we be so sure that you don't need kavana l'shechita from the fact that we allow this to go on? Maybe you do need kavana l'shechita, the guy's just having kavana. He's just not telling anybody about it. Hira k'dibur is when you have something where there's a requirement in dibur. Meaning, I have a mitzvah to count sfiras ha'omer. So, counting means with dibur. So if I think what day of the Omer it is, so then you could discuss here Kedibur, here Lav Kedibur. But if I have no mitzvah of saying anything, like Lishma, Kavana, that's not a mitzvah to say, that's a mitzvah to think. So then it's possible that here would be good enough. That's, right? So that's not because of here Kedibur. That's because very often, like we were speaking about in the Parsha Shmuz today, that very often words impact getting your mind straight. They impact how you think. So when you say that you're doing Lishma, you actually do it Lishma. Without words, it's much easier to space out. But it's really all about the Machshava. It's not about the Dibur at all. So I don't think here Kedibur is going to play a role here. So point number one of Tosos, just deal with the Pashat Stira. Our Gemara against the Gemara in Seches Chulin says not a Stira at all. Our Gemara is talking about Omer al Gabav. Over there, it's Achirim Rowan or so. Point number two, Tos says, wait a second. Our Mishnah spoke about who writing a get. What did the Mishnah say? Who's kosher to write a get? Everybody, even? Cherishot of a katan. Didn't just say katan, it said cherishot of a katan, right? And then what did the Gemara say? Oh, you know, so the Gemara asks, but those people don't have das. What is the Gemara answer? There's a gadol omer al gabav. There's an adult watching. And that helps. And Rashi says, how does it help? Because he's telling him, have kavan. Yeah, that helps when you're dealing with a katan. If you're dealing with a katan, you're telling him, have kavana, it's going to help. But how does that address why a cheresh and a shota are allowed to write again? Okay, with the cheresh, you'll say you write it for him, and you hold up a sign for him. Have kavana, write again, write it l'shma, write it l'shem, this ish, this isha. But a shota? A shota is a deranged person. You're telling him the whole time that he's writing the get, have kavana l'shem this ish, l'shem this isha, and what is the shota here? I don't know, he's out to lunch, he has no idea what's going on. How does it help to have Gadol Omer Al Gabov? If you understand Gadol Omer Al Gabov to mean that the Gadol's Kavanah works when the Maisa's happening, even though the Gadol's not the one doing the Maisa, fine. Then I see how it could work for a Shota. Shota's doing the Maisa, Gadol's having Kavanah. But we already saw Tosos doesn't hold that way. Tosos holds like Rashi. Gadol Omer Al Gabov works because you're infusing the person with Kavanah. You're telling them to have Kavanah. You're focusing them to have Kavanah. How's that going to work for a Shota? So Tosos says, Ulachinami perek mitzvos chalitza. The Gemara in Yevamos daf kuf dalet. Mimait mechalitza cherish v'chareshes l'fi she'enon b'nei kriya. The Gemara over there says, why can't a deaf man or a deaf woman participate in the chalitza process? Because the chalitza process is not just an action, there are words involved. It's a speaking part. You need to say, the woman needs to say, this is the man that doesn't want to build the house of his brother in Israel, and the man has to say, I don't want to take this woman. Right? They have words that they have to say. Cheresh and Chereshes can't say words. Okay, why can't a child do chalitza? Rachman al-Slan, this happens more frequently than you probably know. If a man dies without any in Israel all the time, unfortunately, a chayal, newly married, goes out and gets Rachman al-Slan, gets killed, and he has a younger brother who's 9 years old, and no children. So what does a woman do? She's an aguna until he becomes bar mitzvah. They can't do chalitza because the kid is too young. He can't do chalitza. Rabbi Selinger showed me that Rav Amital said that Rav Amital is a Kol Vracha, the Rashiv in Gush, with instructions from Rav Moshe, would do a Kiddushin al Tanai in those situations. When it was a guy getting married, if let's say a guy was getting married and his only brother was a Shota, so he'd make a Kiddushin al Tanai. And on the condition that I die, then the Kiddushin should be Batal. If I die and you need chalitza, if I die before we have any children, the kiddushin should be bata. And that way, she won't have to worry about the chalitza. But with a katan, you got to wait till he becomes a gadol. Why? Why can't a katan do chalitza? So says the Gemara, Mishum de ish kasav beparsha. Because it says ish in the parsha. That's why a katan can't do chalitza. Normally, we know that the Torah is always talking to men and women. Right? Torah is for men and women. We have to observe all the mitzvahs, even though the Torah speaks in the masculine form. But when the Torah goes out of its way to use the word ish, so usually the Torah is telling us, yeah, ish velo isha, ish velo katan. It's telling us something. It's telling us something beyond just regular halacha. So we darshan, yeah, ish, but not a katan. So Frek tells us, wait a second. Chalitza requires kavana. Why do I need a pasuk of ish to tell me that a katan can't do chalitza? More partial reason why a katan can't do chalitza, he can't have kavan. Aval mitam d'lav b'nei kavan ninu lo pasu lehu. Afal gav dam rasam, d'chalitzaso psula, ad shi iskavnu shneyan. You need kavan by chalitza, so why don't we say that the katan can't do chalitza not because of the word ish? No, much more partial. Katan can't do chalitza, why? Because he can't have kavana. So says Tosos, because there's a Gadol Omer Al Gabov over there. Who's the Gadol Omer Al Gabov? Chalitza is always done in Beis Din. And Beis Din's instructing, and they're going through every step of the process. Mishum de Beis Din Masirin Osan Lasos Lashma, Vaviki Gadol Omer Al Gabov. Beis Din's giving instructions, and that's like Gadol Omer Al Gabov. What does that tell you? Again, Tosus said this a million times already in different ways. Gadol Omer Al Gabov is defined as not just having the Gadol there having Kavanah, but giving instructions. And over here, this is the clearest way Tosus could possibly say it. The Beis Din's role in Chalitza mimics Gadol Omer Al Gabov. What's Beis Din's role in Chalitza? It's not just to watch, it's not to monitor, they're not Edim. What is it? To instruct. Gadol Omer Al Gabov's role is instructive. That's the role in the chalitza. Umiyu hacha begadol omer al gabav kasher afilu b'shot. So again, so far, what it tells us to do, he said there's a big difference in gadol omer al gabav and acherim ro'no son. By chalitza, you have a gadol omer al gabav, and therefore you would think that a katan should do a good chalitza, and that's why I need a pasuk dafka to tell me that a katan can't do chalitza, because you have a gadol omer al gabav, and therefore you would think it should work. But what about a shota? Afilu b'shota. Over here, Gadol Omer al Gabav works even for a shota. By chalitza, it doesn't work for a shota. Mishum demucha milsa de ka'av b'shma shekozer shmo shmo shemira v'shemira. Avil in chalitza amr b'tosef the divamus the shota lav bar chalitza hu. Afal pisha beiz malam dinoso. Lo minkra milsa da'av b'shma kmo gabe get. Period. Point number two of Tosfos. Does Gadol Omer, let me ask you this. Does Gadol Omer al Gabav work for a katan according to Tosfos? Yes, right? That's how Gemara works for a katan. Does Gadol Omer al Gabav work for a cheresh? Probably, right? Probably yes. Not by chalitza, though. Why not by chalitza? Because by chalitza, there's a practical problem. He needs to speak. Does Gadol Omer al Gabav work for a shota? Tos says, depends. By get it does work, by chalitza it doesn't work. How could you split it like that? I understand for a cheresh you're going to say by get it does work and by chalitza it doesn't work because by get you don't have to speak to write a get. By chalitza you need to speak. Okay, cheresh can't speak so you just can't do the job. That makes sense to me. I understand by a katan, a gadol omer al gabav work by a get, not work by chalitza. Why? Because by get it works, gadol omer al gabav. By chalitza it doesn't because there's a pasuk. Pasuk says ish. But there's no pasuk about shota. So why does gadol omer al gabav work by a get for a shota? And not by chalitza for a shota. So says Tosos, there's a missing link over here. Gadol omer al gabav doesn't work on its own. It could never work on its own. Gadol omer al gabav, again in this Tosos l'shitaso, since Gadol omer al gabav is about taking someone who's not a bar das and assuming that that person who has no das has kavana lishma, it can't just be that the fact that a gadol is telling him to do it means that we can automatically assume that this lav bar das is having kavana lishma. There's got to be another ingredient. The other ingredient is what he's doing shows us that he must be having kavana lishma. He's doing something that makes it so clear that he's having kavana lishma. And the combination of his actions, plus the fact that he's being reminded the entire time to do it lishma, that combination is what gives us the confidence that he's doing it lishma. So when you have a kid writing a get, or a shota writing a get, and guess what? He gets the name of the guy right, he gets the name of the girl right, he's writing all the right words. He's doing a very complicated thing. People need training to write gittin. And here you have a deranged person who thinks he's a dog, let's say. I don't know. Thinks he's Mashiach. I don't, whatever. He's completely deranged. And he's writing everything exactly right. How could that be? He must be sane about this. He must be focused. He must be doing this lishma. And when you combine that with the fact that someone's in his ear the whole time telling him to do a lishma, that's all you need. But by the chalitza, what's he doing right? He has a boot on, and someone's taking the boot off his foot, and is spitting next to it. What does he do already? He's not doing anything. And we say to him, "Say these words, you, well, does that express das? His action itself expresses no das. The only inkling that we have that there's any das over here is the person that's in his ear telling him to have das. But I could tell this table to have das; it's not going to have das. If the table were to get up and start writing again, I'd be impressed. And that would show some level of das." So says Tosfos Yisod number two. Gadol omer al gabav, does it work for a shota? Depends. If the shota is doing something to show you that he has das, then Gadol omer al gabav will fill in the rest of the das. But if the shota is not doing anything to show you that he has das, then Gadol omer al gabav is not going to work for a shota. More than a table could do, but it doesn't. That it's less than writing a get lishma, getting it all right.
It's not just like mimicking either way.
What?
Like either way, it's not like mimicking. It's enough.
Right. I think writing gets more than mimicking. Meaning, right? A parrot can right repeat words. A parrot can.
Why are we assuming that's any different? Writing what you hear, what I'm saying.
I think it's an extra step. if someone says something and then you say it, you're just doing what they did. Like a parrot does, or like a child will do, you know, like when they see the parent doing something, they'll just do exactly what they're doing. But to translate the words into forms of letters and put it onto paper, I think that extra step expresses an extra level of das. Here the kasha though. What if the Gadol Omer Rabba was writing letters? And he's watching and he's... My daughter is 4 years old. And she sat next to me while I was learning. As far as you know, I'll say I was learning, right? So she sat next to me while I was learning. And she doesn't really... She's just learning the alphabet now in school. And like after 5 minutes, she goes, "Look, I have a sefer just like you." And it said Talmud Bavli on her paper. She doesn't know how to write Hebrew. But she saw that I had a book that said those letters. So she just like... You know, I had an eye for it. It was backwards. So Talmud Bavli backwards. And Hebrew. But she had a basic eye for it. So she wrote it out. Talmud Bavli. Just like that. So that's not, doesn't mean she's a bardas. She's most certainly not at the age of four bardas. Right? It just means that she can mimic. So I don't know. Maybe if the Gadol and the Gav was writing, maybe that wouldn't express as much. Right? Maybe if Gadol and the Gav wasn't telling the person, do this lishma, but was tracing letters, and then the child, you know, the shote traced those letters, maybe that wouldn't be enough. Maybe it wouldn't, because you don't have that extra step. Yeah?
Tosa seems to be saying that it says the word mincha, it's not recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
When you write something, it looks like it's recognizable that that's the same thing to do. When you just repeat something, that's not recognizable that's something the same.
You're saying there's physical evidence.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it also. Maybe that could be what he's saying. He's leaving physical evidence of his lishma. It's min kara milsa. We have something in front of us to tell us lishma. Yeah?
If there's someone that's keep telling him to do, like wants to do and everything, then I'm sure we learn something out of it, but why doesn't he just write the get? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do we gain? Like, what would we, like, knowledge we take from this and apply somewhere? You know, like...
Right. You come up with, you know, we're making theoretical constructs to apply, you know, it doesn't... Yeah?
Let's say the guy, would it work for the same thing after a shota that, let's say shota was not illiterate, maybe let's say a guy that was completely illiterate, didn't know how to write at all, didn't know how to hold a pen, right? So in that case, would it be maybe flip-flop that a guy that would be able to do chalitza, but wouldn't be able to do...
But the shota can't do chalitza because chalitza is there's nothing there telling me he has das. I understand how that will change the get, but it's not going to change chalitza. Chalitza just doesn't have das, so he's not going to be able to do it. Yeah.
But can we say by the shota? Because I think later on it says that shota has a possibility of becoming healthy, right? Like normal.
So yeah, the Gemara is going to talk about that with Chav Gimel Amaral, about how people with all these things, blind, all the.
So, like you said about the case of.
He has a possibility, but that doesn't help him for right now. Meaning the 9-year-old kid cannot do chalitza right now, even though he will one day be a gadol. Sometimes we say kala omed le is kid. That's something that's going to be something. We view it as if it's that already. But I don't think we would say that about das. You know, the fact that he will one day have das. Plus, a shota is not also omeid to have das. He may or may not. Most don't. Right? Most aren't going to become a bar das. Sometimes it will happen that they'll a katan. Most do. Right? Most do make it to adulthood and become a bar das at some point. So that's part two of Tosfos, dealing with that with shota and how we deal with the case of chalitza. Why there's a difference between chalitza and gittin with a shota, with a katan. And even with the cherish, Tosfos explained all three. The katan is because the word ish appears over there. With the cherish is because you got to speak over there. And with the shota, it's because there's nothing that the shota is doing over there that tells you that he's having das. Part three. Vim Tomar says Tosfos, wait a second. If you're writing a get, doesn't the husband have to authorize you to write a get? You can't just write a get for somebody. You have to be a shaliach of the husband. What's the role of the Gadol Omer al Gabav? He gives you das. He gives you kavana. He gives you kavana lishma. Great. But if you were never made a shliach of the husband, then it's no good. And the thing about a katan is that he's lav b'nei shlichus. Anything you need shlichus for, a katan won't be good for. We discussed, I think, about, I don't know if we ever discussed, but there's a tshuva in the Binyan Sion. The Binyan Sion entertains the possibility that you need to use a shliach to be yotzei the mitzvah of mishloach manos. Because why doesn't it just call it nesinas manos? Why mishloach manos? So that usage of the term mishloach maybe tells you you need to use a shliach. Mishbura quotes this. Mishbura quotes it more seriously than Binyan Sion himself quotes it. And maybe you need a shliach for mishloach manos. This is a big shaila. Can you be yotzei mishloach manos by giving to a katan, having your child deliver the mishloach manos? Can he be the shaliach? If you need shlichus, a katan's lav b'nei shlichus. Cannot be trusted to be a shaliach. It's a major kasha. And to what extent do we assume chazaka shliach also shlichuso? The Gemara in Maseches Erevin discusses that chazaka shliach also shlichuso may only be relied upon for dinim d'rabban and not for dinim d'oraisa. To assume that if I told him to do it, mistame, he did it. Maybe you can only rely on that for dinim d'rabban and not for dinim d'oraisa. That's where the minhag comes from. The post can point out that people give money to a rabbi when they sell the chametz. Why should I give the money to the rabbi? I'm selling my chametz. You should give me money. Right? No, because when you give someone money to do something, they're no longer a shliach. Now they're a poel. And definitely you have a chazaka that a poel does his job. Someone who's working for you will do his job, working for pay. Stam a shliach, maybe for a dinim d'oraisa like chametz, maybe he won't. He won't do his job. Okay. But if the guy needs to be a shliach in order to write a get, so how could a katan be the shliach? How could a cheruch shot of a katan write a get? They can't do shlichus. God alone, Agab won't help for that. So says Tosos. Tosos says, wait a second, I was making an assumption when I asked that question. The assumption I was making was that you need to be a shliach in order to write a get. So that's patently false. That's just not true. V'yeshlomar, delo b'in shlichus piksiva. Wait a second. What does the Torah say? Who has to write the get? V'kasavla sefer krisus. Who's that talking to? Pasha pshat is, who's writing her the sefer krisus? The husband. So anything the Torah says the husband has to do, if someone else is going to do it, he's got to make a shliach. Shluch shalom kamoso. How can I tell you that you don't need shlichus? Of course you need shlichus. The husband's got to do it. Says Tosas, no. V'kasavlava bal kayel sofer. When it says v'kasav, it's not talking to the husband. The Torah is talking to the sofer. The scribe should know that he should write it l'shma. V'adamrin l'kamad, sarich sheyomar l'sofer k'sov v'leidim chasumu. Aye, but there's a gemara later on that you need to tell the sofer to write it. Doesn't that imply you need to make him a shliach? Lav mishum shlichus el mishum dekashlotzi v'abal lo chashav l'shma. El chashav stamo pasal di shalav l'gerishim kaima. Says, no, that's not because the husband needs to make him a shaliach. Husband needs to tell him to write it so that the guy could know that the husband wants him to write it so that the guy will write it l'shma. Because if you just stam write a get, because you're just stam writing, then it's not considered l'shma. Why? Because isha lav l'gerishin kaima. The Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim that a woman is not assumed to be omed l'hisgarish. Meaning in the normal life trajectory of a person, we don't assume, you know, there's birth, and then there's their third birthday, and then there's their whatever, where they learn to, a ballet recital, and then whatever, graduation from elementary school, and then there's her wedding, and then there's her divorce. No, it doesn't go like that. That's not how she envisions it, right? Divorce is not going to be part of it. A woman's not omid l'skarish. We hope that doesn't happen. The Gemara says in the beginning of Perek Kolaget, just a couple of dapim from that, that had the Torah said v'kasav, I would think that if the guy wrote a get to be Megarish's wife, and then he changed his mind, where he is not considered to have written the get, that it should not work. So the implication is that the husband has to be the one to write the get. Lo mishum da bal tzarech lichtov, el fishlo nichtav legerushe didhu, el liacher. Meaning, if a guy writes a get for somebody else to use, for himself to use, and then he gives it to somebody else to use. So the problem over there is not that the husband didn't write the get. It just wasn't written for the right divorce. It wasn't written for the right parties. So that's a chisaron l'shma. What's Tosus doing now? This is all point number, what are we up to, three? This is all point number three in Tosus. That the cheresh shel tefekatan is not a problem in shlichus, because there's no din of shlichus peksiva. So he's just bringing challenge after challenge. Oh yeah? There's no din of ksiva on the husband that he would then have to make a shliach? What about this source, that source, the other source? Vadam le'el, yechil melemifsa l'kula gita. The Gemara says previously, I could pass a little gittin. My time, how could you pass a little gittin? Ile mishum d'ksiv v'kasa v'alcha yika kasa. The Gemara says, yika kasa v'lay. The Gemara says, maybe the way to pass a little gittin is by saying, look, the Torah says you have to write a get. And over here, you're not writing the get, the woman's writing the get. Hasam avinasan samich. Debinun sheyichtov b'tzivuyo v'yitei. No, over there, it's not about the writing. What we're really emphasizing is the nesina. Who has to give the get? That for sure has to be the husband. And if the husband's not going to be the one to give the get, then it's got to be a shaliach. But it's not really about the ksiva. Period. So that's point number four now in Tosos. Another fundamental problem. The Gemara is going to say, on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about Can an Eved write a get? Right? So the Gemara is going to say that, well, the Gemara is going to talk about not can Eved write a get, can Eved receive or give a get? Can an Eved be the one to be a shliach l'kabbalah for the woman, a shliach l'alacha for the husband? Bottom line, the Chav Gimel Meral, the Gemara asks that question. Eved maushi yasa shliach l'kabbal get isha miyad baila. Must be that an Eved is kosher. In the course of that conversation, the Gemara says, but wait a second. Anyone who themselves cannot get divorced or married is not in the parsha of Gittin and Kiddushin, cannot be a shliach to participate in critical elements of the Gittin and Kiddushin process. So Tosa said, the Gemara is bothered that the Katan should be possible because Lav B'nei Das. I was bothered that the Katan should be possible because Lav B'nei Shlichus. Now I have a third problem. The Katan should be possible because he's not Petoras Gittin V'Kiddushin. And anyone who's not Petoras Gittin V'Kiddushin cannot play a critical role in the get. So what do we have to this issue number four in Tosa? V'im Tomar V'Lav B'nei Krisus Ninu. So how could the katan write the get? So Tosfos has a very simple answer. V'yesh lomar, t'chashivi b'nei krisus. A katan is considered a b'nei krisus for the reason Jeremy was talking about before. Hol v'im higdil ha-katan, v'nishtaf ha-shota have a b'nei krisus. Because the shota can normalize, the katan can get older, can become a bar mitzvah. So since he can easily enter into the parsha of being b'nei krisus, he's already considered now like he's b'nei krisus. What's the problem with that? Who do we say is not B'nai Krisus? A guy, right? The guy can convert. So says Tosos, he attacks it from the reverse side. He says, why does the Gemara say a guy can't write a get? Our Gemara dealt with it. What a guy who's a gadol has das, why can't he write a get? Just say he's not a B'nai Krisus. Oh, so says Tosos, Havel Kasha, the Mashmet, the Apostle of Yichav Mel Mishum Dil Vaid Nafshe Kavid. Our Gemara says the guy can't write the get because he's doing it for himself. V'tevele the B'nai Krisus Ninu. Umatzar Klamin the Suyu Brysus of Yichav Apostle. Why do we need a Brysus that a guy is possible? He's not B'nai Krisus. V'nira de lo shayich lemifsel mishum de lav b'nei krisus ninu b'midi de lo bayi shlichus v'lo l'shem edus de b'midi de shlichus v'damrin l'kaman haki dein avinas a shliach o chasim l'ramei rishu l'shem edus. Says Tosfos, a totally different yisov. Tosfos could have gone in that direction. Right? What could have Tosfos said? Tosfos could have said, oh, you know why I need to be memait the guy? Because he is a b'nei krisus, because he could always convert. Just like we say the shota can get normal and the child can grow up, the guy can convert. What's the problem? Why didn't Tosos say that? Why didn't Tosos give that approach? So I need something else to pass to the goy, because the goy could convert. You know why Tosos didn't say that? Because if a goy is considered a B'nai Krisos, who on earth is not a B'nai Krisos? Who in the world would not be a B'nai Krisos? And the Gemara is explicit that a goy is not B'nai Krisos. The ability to convert does not make one B'nai Krisos. The problem then is, okay, I believe you. The ability to convert doesn't make you B'nai Krisos. Why does the ability to become bar mitzvah or the ability to become normal after you're a shota make you a B'nai Krisos? Why does that make you a B'nai Krisos? So I would have said, well, the ability to become a bar mitzvah, that's going to happen in Memela. You do nothing, you'll become a bar mitzvah. A shota? Are you really expecting him to become a bar das? But you could argue like this. The way Tosa sees it is, anything that you're not going to need to do something to make it happen, that's going to be called that you're already there, that you're already B'nai Krisos. A shota, how does a shota become normal? Not by doing anything. Luck. He wakes up one day and he's fine. There's nothing, there's no action. There's no nothing he does. How does a katan become a gadol? He wakes up one day, he's 13 years old. How does a ger, how does a guy become a Jew? He has to go through a mila, tvila, kabbalah, mitzvahs. He's action oriented. So that's not called that he's a B'nai Krisos. That's what Tosfos must be assuming. But Tosfos says, here's the yisod. If you want to be a B'nai Krisos, you know where you need to be a B'nai Krisos? For Eidos on the get, you need to be a B'nai Krisos. For anything that requires Shlichos, you need to be B'nai Krisos. But you don't need to be B'nai Krisos for writing a get. Because you don't need to be a Shliach to write the get. Writing the get's not that important. He can, but if nothing changes, his life trajectory will lead him to being a gadol.
Also, isn't
there a concept
that the
katan
will never become
a gadol? No, there's a chazaka that he has a cheskas katnus, but the Gemara refers to that chazaka as a chazaka ha'asuya lehishtanos. It's a chazaka that's waiting to change. Because 99% of the time, people do get shteisar. So it's asuya lishtanos, yeah?
So is this question of Tosos, like, irrespective of what we said, that they are B'nai Krisos, because they're potentially B'nai Krisos, is this like a separate question? Because this couldn't exist without us saying that they're B'nai Krisos. This question. It's a question on the Gemara. Why did the Gemara answer? Why didn't the Gemara answer and say, not only are they
dying, yes, dying, 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 dying. Yes, this is point number five in Tosos. Yeah, I would say this is point number five. Yeah.
Also, for Kutzen, he just wakes up, but if someone gets surgery or medicine, like, is that, would that be considered like putting in some sort of effort to go for a shota to clear it?
But the shota doesn't need that to happen in order to get better.
Yeah, so if.
It could happen through Maisa, but it could also happen not through Maisa. It reminds me of the Machlokas Rishonim. How do you define Lav She'in Bo Maisa versus Lav She'esh Bo Maisa? Is a Lav She'esh Bo Maisa something that in order to violate you must do a Maisa? Or in order to violate you can do it with a Maisa? And how do you... Yeah. So that's point number five of Tosos about B'nai Krisos. We'll stop there. We're already out of time. And then we're up to Va'odom Rabbein Yitzchak. 2 lines later is already in the next days in Tosos. But I want to get into that a little more on Sunday. Rabbi Levin is going to say Shir because I'm going to be going to YU with the high school kids. Okay.